Professor. Professor, wake up.
Oh, my apologies, sir. Your door was open and I noticed you asleep on the chair. I felt you would be more comfortable on your bed. It's past 10, sir. Looks like you fell asleep reading the ancestral journals. Well, I can't blame you, sir. They do make for quite good reading. The mistress said you needed access to them for your anthropological paper. I hope they've helped you. Yes, I have read some, and I agree most of them are quite graphic. I think it's because back then, people had to repress most of their desires, and talks of them in public were deemed impolite conversation. Do I have recommendations? Well, the one you were reading is one of my favorites. It was dated around the 18th century. The owner was a young lady who came to live here after she escaped the plagues in the old country. She went on to marry the owner of the estate. Well, I am a sucker for a good ending. But who isn't, right? Anyways, I should let you get ready for bed. Let me turn down the bed for you, sir. Oh, no, Professor. Nothing's wrong. I was, not informed you slept in the nude. I was just surprised. Let me turn up the thermostat a bit. It gets very chilly at dawn. There we are. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? Read to you from the diary? Oh, to help you sleep. Very well, sir. Is there a particular part you want me to start reading from? Here? All right. Let me just put this chair next to the bed. I know this passage. It was one of the nights she had with the master of the estate. Yes, I've read it. It's rather naughty, sir, but I'll try to do it justice. Oh, well, I'm glad you like my voice. Please, get comfortable, sir. His hand found its way in my hair, while the other made its way down to the wet center between my legs. I felt him grow harder in my hand, and like I was taught last night, I wrapped my hand around his shaft and slowly moved up and down his length. My fingers slipped into my wet folds as he nipped and suckled on my nipples. Sir, would you like me to continue reading? No. I don't mind if you stroked yourself while I continued to read. May I, watch? Thank you, Professor. Allow me to continue then. He instructed me to lay on the bed with my head hanging over the edge. He approached me, stroking his erect member, and asked me to lick and suckle on the underside of his scrotum. His taste and deep moans aroused me. As I did his bidding, he continued to stroke himself. He bucked himself against my tongue and instructed me to pleasure myself, while his other hand thumbed at my hard nipples. I desperately wanted him inside me, so I licked and sucked and whimpered under him. I'm sorry, sir. Would you mind if I touched myself, too? Watching you and reading this is making me ache. You want me to show you? All right, sir. May I please remove my panties? Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I'll spread my legs wider and show you. There. Can I rub my clit while I read the rest? No? But I thought... Yes, sir. I know the diary entry. Yes, I know how the night ends for them. Describe it to you in my own words? Well... After the lady sucked and licked his balls, he instructed her to get on all fours on the bed. Oh, you want me to demonstrate? All right, sir. May I get on the bed with you? Thank you. So, she did this and Master began to rub his hands down her back and squeeze and spread her ass cheeks. Yes, sir. I think he did it like you are now. What happened next? Well, the master began rubbing the head of his cock at the entrance of her pussy. Oh, yes, sir. Then he began to rub his shaft against her pussy. He was teasing her and getting his cock coated in her juices. Please, Professor, do it some more to me, please. Yes. Oh, rubbing your cock against my pussy. Well, the master then spread her ass cheeks as he slowly, as he slowly began to fuck her from behind. Oh, Professor. Oh, your cock is stretching me out deep. Yes, sir. Oh, he fucked her like this. Slow at first like this. And then fast until they both came. Oh, fuck. Sir. Yes, please. Please. Please touch my clit again. Please. Yes, I liked it. I like how you're slowly fucking me nice and deep. Yes. Reach under and rub my clit, please. Oh, your cock feels amazing, sir. Oh, no, Professor. I don't want to be fucked like her. I want to be fucked better. Yes. Yes. Oh, harder, please, sir. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, grab my hips and push my head down into the bed. Just like that, please, please, please give me more, please, yes, sir, please, yes. Oh, yes, sir, I want more, I'm so close, please, please give me more, please, no, please, no, please, please, sir, put your cock back in me, please, please, please put it back in me, on my back. Alright, sir. Place my ankles on your shoulders. Like this? Like this? No. No, I haven't done it like this before, sir. Oh my god, sir. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're going so deep inside me. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Please. Please feel my greedy pussy. It needs your cock so badly. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, please rub my clit. Please. Please, I'm so fucking close, sir. Please. Please. Please, yes. Yes. Yes, please keep rubbing me. Keep pounding my pussy deep. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm so close. Please, sir. Please. Please let me come for you. Please. Yes, sir. Oh, this is the best cock I've ever had. Yes. Yes, please let me come all over your cock. Oh, please. Please, yes. Yes. Please, sir. I'm so close. Oh, yes. Yes, keep fucking me. I can feel your cock twitching inside me. Are you close? Oh, Professor, come in my mouth. Please, sir. Please let me taste your pleasure. Yes. Oh, harder. Punish this pussy and finish down my throat, sir, please. Mm. thank you, sir. Oh, fuck, you taste so good. I think I got it all, sir. Well, I should let you rest now. Thank you for allowing me to read to you, sir. I'd be more than happy to read a few more entries with you tomorrow after breakfast. Breakfast in bed? I think I can arrange that, sir. I'll see you in the morning. Then, good night.